religion, politics, marriage, equality, the environment, hot topics, and we all have an opinion. However, if you are asked, what do you believe in? What do you believe in under pressure? What do you stand for? What are your non-negotiable standards? And more importantly, what you would die for? What would the answers be? And I remember being 18 in a very deep and meaningful conversation with a group of much older people than I was at the time. And I'm sure that I said something, because at 18 I knew everything, didn't you? However, I remember walking away from that conversation thinking to myself, what do I really stand for? And Rowie, what would you die for? What do you have such passion for, such belief in, that if somebody held a gun to your head and said, Rowie, you have to change your mind or we will kill you, what would that be? So I had a very long and important conversation inside my head, which I then put onto paper. And I just answered these questions. What do I believe in? What do I stand for? What do I stand for under pressure? What are my non-negotiable standards? What are my core values? And more importantly, what would I actually die for? If somebody held a gun to my head and said, Rowie, change your mind or we will kill you, do something differently or we will kill you, what would they be? What would the answers be? And just be reminded that there are many, many millions of people who have died for what they believe in. So after that day, and it's been a long, complicated, interesting process. However, my goal and aim every day has been to be that person, to live up to those high standards and to be respectful of not only myself and my standards, but also the standards of the other people around me. So, interestingly, about a week ago, it was shared with me that my name was brought up in conversation in a group of people and I wasn't there. So what I'm about to share with you is just hearsay, really, because I wasn't there. However, apparently what was said about Rowie was that her standards are too high, they're unrealistic, and nobody can live up to those professional standards. And I think that the person that was sharing that with me perhaps thought that that might upset me. And of course it didn't. It made me incredibly happy. Because when you've lived all of your life from the age of 18 aiming to reach a certain standard, to be a certain kind of person and to be respected for the high standards that you've set for yourself and the world around you, that is the ultimate compliment. Your standards are too high. Now, interestingly, when I have a look at what my standards are, it is simply be respectful, be professional, do what you say you're going to do, have integrity, be the very best person for your profession, put in 100% effort every time, and live up to those standards. So what I'm going to ask you to do, and not for my sake, just because it's been a very helpful tool in my life, when you've got a compass to follow, it's very easy to find your way. And my non-negotiable standards and what I'm prepared to die for have always been my compass. They've also been my decision makers. I never have to make a decision because all I ask myself is, what would this person do? Rowie, these are the standards that you've set for yourself. You now have to make a decision. What would that kind of person do? And the decision has always been really easy. Do the easy thing or the right thing. You always choose the right thing. Go for the money or go for the important thing that you believe in and what you stand for. You'd never go for the money. So here are the questions. Who are you? And five words to describe who you are and just be that person. What do you stand for, but add the words on the end, under pressure? It's easy to have an opinion and it's easy to talk about what you believe in, but ultimately, would you still believe in it? Will you still stand up for it if you're under pressure? If somebody pushes you to change your mind or says, we'll give you more money if you change your mind, or we won't like you if you don't change your mind, or we're going to bully you if you don't change your mind, or we're going to gossip about you behind your back if you don't change your mind, what would you stand for under pressure? What are your core values? What's important to you? What are your non-negotiable standards in your life? What would you accept to have in your life versus not accept? And then, of course, what would you die for? What are the really important things in your life that if somebody said, we will shoot you, we will kill you if you don't change your mind or you don't do something differently, you would be prepared to die for it? It makes for a stronger person. It makes for a tougher person. It makes for a person that when you are pushed and challenged and people want to pull you down, it makes it so much easier to be the person that you want to be because you actually have standards that you live up to. And it also puts you into this position. When I heard that people were talking about me behind my back, it felt fantastic. I don't care if people don't like me. And if people don't respect me for what I stand for what my standards are, then I believe they are not being respectful. If I was a bad person and people didn't respect me, I wouldn't expect them to respect me because I'm a bad person. But if you have a set of standards and you are aiming every day to live up to those standards and people are not respectful of you for those standards, then that's kind of funny. Best people respect you rather than like you. But if they don't respect you and you are a respectful person, then move on and be the best person that you can be every day, because you're the one that has to look in the mirror at the end of the day and say, was I a great person today? Did I do the right thing today, or did I do the easy thing? And when you always choose the right thing, you can respect yourself.